following message is from New Life Gillette series, Road to Grace. This week, Pastor Mike brings us part four of this series.
I want to say welcome to those of you who are watching in your living rooms. Welcome to our living room. We made sure to gather around with nine of our friends. We're careful about that. And welcome to the guys over at the prison. Today's going to be unique, and I hope you like it. We're actually singing today's message, at least most of it. And so I hope you get it as much out of it as I have gotten out of these songs. But before we get started, I have a request for you. As we go through this pandemic, this outbreak, this COVID-19 problem that is facing our entire world, I want to ask you that you would take it seriously. We've never experienced anything like this in our lifetimes. And so take it seriously and do what you can to pitch in. Maybe for you that means you make some masks and a gown and donate them to the hospital, or you make some cookies and give them to an elderly couple in your neighborhood, or shovel some snow on Easter, which should never have to happen, but apparently it does right now. And so do what you can to be a neighbor, to be the hands and feet of Jesus. But the most important thing you can probably do through all of this is pray. So let's do this now. Let's pray. God, I ask that you would give us courage to follow the leaders that you've put over us. God, I pray that you would give those who are experiencing anxiety and fear an extra special dose of that peace that goes beyond understanding. God, I pray that you would speak through the words of these songs and through the passages that we're going to read today, that your Holy Spirit will be ever present in this time. We thank you that it is. In Jesus' name, amen. So most of human history, there's been one question that's been kind of the dominant question of all, and we don't really think about it much in our society today, but the dominant question that has dominated history is kind of this question of who rules over the earth? Is it a god? Is it nature itself? Is it people? And historically speaking and statistically speaking, most people throughout history have come to the conclusion that there must be a god. The problem is that throughout history, we've given many different beings and things this name God. Some have been men, some have been statues, some have been spiritual beings, and they all eventually came to the conclusion that there's a God, we're just not sure what it is. And all of these beings and things are all competing to find out who actually sits on the throne. The song we're about to sing is out of the book of Revelation. Revelation is a dream that John, one of Jesus's followers, had. And in this dream, he saw a picture of this person who sits on the throne, who's in charge of everything. And he describes the scene like this. He says, "Then I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who was sitting on the throne. And I saw a strong angel who shouted with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to break the seal on the scroll and open it?' But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll and read it." So we got a God figure on a throne, but apparently this God figure wants to give us a gift. This God figure has a scroll that he's offering to us, but none of us are worthy to receive the scroll. They're looking for somebody who is worthy to receive this gift. Well, the Jews believed that there was a Messiah who would be coming, who would be able to receive that gift from God. A Messiah who would come, who would be worthy. Verse 4 says, "Then I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll and read it." So John here is a Jew, and he's reminiscing. In his dream, he's reminiscing about all these years of searching for the Messiah. And he's waiting for the Messiah to come. And plenty of people throughout John's lifetime and before had come along and claimed to be the Messiah. But none of them fulfilled all the prophecies. None of them were worthy to open the scroll until Jesus came along. "But one of the 24 elders," and this is all imagery, "said to me, 'Stop weeping. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir of David's throne," and we've kind of read this imagery in reference to Jesus, "has won the victory. He is worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals." Verse 6, "Then I saw a lamb that looked as if it had been slaughtered. He stepped forward and took the scroll." Who's the lamb who's been slaughtered? "Who took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. And when he took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb." They're worshiping. And they sang a new song with these words, singing to Jesus, "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seal and open it. For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed, your blood purchased the ransom that people needed so much. Your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people. You didn't even have to be a Jew, from every nation. That's us. We were ransomed, and now we are his kingdom. So Jesus is the Messiah, and he purchased our freedom and opened the scroll for us.
And do you feel the world is broken? We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? We do. Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? We do. Do you wish that you could see it all made new? We do. Is all creation groaning? It is. Is a new creation coming? It is. Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? It is. Is it good that we remind ourselves of it? It is. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? He is. Does the Father truly love us? He does. Does the Spirit move among us? He does. And does Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those he loves? He does. Does our God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. From every people and tribe to every nation and tongue, he has made us a kingdom and priest to God to reign with the Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of our blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? He is. He is. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? He is.
and he was worthy. And that's why thousands of people throughout history have recognized that Jesus was the Messiah. This movement of Christianity has spread in a way that no contagion ever has. But how did they receive him? Those who lived in the time when he lived, how did they accept him? They killed him. That's what they did. They tortured him. They stripped him naked and made him carry a cross up a mountain. And he's being beaten all the way. This is the Messiah. And the road that Jesus walked on his way up that mountain, we now call the Via Dolorosa. That phrase just means painful path. And this is the road, the label of the road that we give Jesus as he's walking to the cross. And he was beaten so much on that road that they grabbed a foreigner named Simon. And they made this foreigner carry the cross for Jesus up the mountain because they didn't want Jesus to die before they could put nails in his hands and in his feet. If we want to follow Jesus, we have to be Simon. That's our job, to carry the cross. We too must pick up the cross and follow Jesus on the Via Dolorosa so that they can nail Jesus to a cross. That's our job. And the soldiers did their job. They succeeded, so they thought. They hung Jesus on a cross. And when they hung him on the cross, they hung him between two criminals. Two other were murdered on that day. And Jesus had a conversation with these criminals, and it went like this. One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. "So you're the Messiah. You're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us." This is a selfish request. "Save us too while you're at it." And we can give this guy a hard time, but let's be honest, almost every one of us could be thinking the same thing. You claim to be God, but you're overpowered by a few soldiers? You can't be the Messiah. You're weak. They thought, oh, Jesus must have been just another phony Messiah. But the other criminal protested. This is the one we all want to be. But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God even when you have been sentenced to die? Are you the atheist in the foxhole? What are you doing?" He's saying, these are your last words. You're getting put to death for a crime that you did commit. Shouldn't you be spending this time begging God for forgiveness, not worrying about whether or not Jesus is Messiah? He says, we deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong. Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me." And Jesus replied to him in the way he replies to everybody who prays this prayer. And that was the first prayer of salvation. And it's been echoed thousands of times throughout history. And Jesus replied, "I assure you that today you will be with me in paradise." Notice this guy asked Jesus to welcome him into the kingdom. But Jesus does one better. And he says, "You will be with me in heaven. Welcome into my kingdom." To the response to this first prayer of salvation.
Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Can ascend the hill of the Lord, the one who utters no untrue word, whose hands are clean, whose heart is pure. Who can ascend that hill? There is none righteous, no, not one. We are prodigal daughters and wayward sons. We don't know the half of the hurt we've done, the countless we have killed. Our priests are cheats, our prophets are liars. We know what the law requires, so we pile our sins up higher and higher. Who can ascend that hill? I am a sheep who's gone astray. I have turned aside to my own way. Have mercy on me, Son of David. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Now hear the voice of the Word made man, the spotless sacrificial lamb. A body you gave me, here I am. I have come to do your will. And no one takes my life, you see. I lay it down now willingly. And I will draw men to me when I ascend that hill. On Sunday you came as a king. On Monday washed the temple clean. On Tuesday told me what will be. On Wednesday you waited patiently. On Thursday you said it is time. And I drink this cup cause it is mine. On Friday, Lord, you poured the wine. Like a thief on the cross as he hung there dying, for crimes there was no use denying, and the righteous judge hung right beside him. So how could I not recognize him? How could I not recognize him? How could I not recognize my Lord? Oh Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Yeah, yeah, na na na. Hey. Oh, oh, na na. Days ago the sky was stone, the trees were standing stripped to the bone, you could hear creation groan. But I write these words on an April day, and the earth is drinking the early rain, the hills remember green again. And we've heard this story all our lives, still we feel the pain of the crucified, and the end still comes as a surprise. But before the breath there in the tomb, before our joy sprang from the womb, you saw a day that's coming soon. When the sun will stand on the mount again, with an army of angels in his command, the earth will stand open like a seed, wherever Jesus plants his feet. And up from the earth the dead will rise, like a spring tree clothed in petals of white, singing the song of the radiant bride. And we will always be, always be, always be with the Lord. And we will always be, always be with the Lord. And we will always be, always be with Jesus. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Yeah, yeah, na na na. Lord, remember me. I wanna be with you, Lord, your kingdom.
This, we have this moment where the thief has asked for forgiveness and it's offered to him, but yet it still seems like Jesus is just another fake Messiah. He still has to rise from the dead. Something else has to happen, or else this movement never gets off the ground, or else Christianity is dead.
His heart beats, his blood begins to flow, waking up what was dead a moment ago. And his heart beats, Now everything has changed, 'cause the blood that brought us peace with God is racing through his veins and his heart beats. His heart beats. He breathes in, his living lungs expand. The air surrounding death has turned to breath again. He breathes out, his word in flesh once more. The Lamb of God slain for us is a lion waiting to roar. And his heart beats. So crown him the Lord of life. Crown him the Lord of love. Crown him the Lord of all. He took one breath and put death to death. Where is your sting? Oh, grave, how grave is your defeat? And I know his heartbeat. Yeah. He rises, glorified in flesh, clothed in immortality, the firstborn from the dead. And he rises, and his work's already done. So he's resting as he rises to reclaim the bride he's won. And his heart beats. So crown him the Lord of life. Crown him the Lord of love. Crown him the Lord of. The saints, as I look for the seeds the King has sown to burst up from their graves. And I know he took one breath and put death to death. Oh, grave, how grave is your defeat? And I know he took one breath. Where is your sting? Oh, grave, how grave is your defeat? How great is his victory?
For those of us who will call ourselves Christians, that's pretty meaningful. That means that his sacrifice made a way for us, that his sacrifice, the scroll is open to us. We now can be called his children forever.
You are here, move in our midst, worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. Worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. Darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Even when I don't see it, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. Never stop. You never stop working.
And that's how we celebrate. That's what we celebrate. And so those of us who are Christians, can we just spend some time, the next few minutes, worshiping our King who sits on the throne, who made a way for us to be called His family, His body, His hands, and His feet. Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things, and we worship Him today.
Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. Faithful through every storm, and you'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things, and I know you will do it again. For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things.
I believe it.
God, you do great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance your freedom, awake and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. Yeah. We sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. Hallelujah, you have done great things. You've done great things. Hallelujah. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. Oh God, you do great. Yeah. It's undeniable. You are the
you for joining us online today. I hope this story is as powerful to you today as it was the first time you heard it. That we get to follow our King, the King of Kings, the one who sits on the throne of all time. You should know that Jesus loves you unconditionally, and he died to give you new life. Stay home.
Thanks for tuning in to New Life Gillette. For more information, visit us on the web at www.newlifegillette.com. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And always remember, Jesus loves you very much, and he died to give you new life.